What's up, Tad Potters? I had to jump on and speak to you guys. This Costa thing is getting hilarious. And by hilarious, I mean that Antonio Conte can't stop laughing about it. I was just watching the presser. So every weekend, on like a Thursday and a Friday, we get all the manager pressers. So the press conference they do before the weekend. And so I've seen thousands of these things over the years. And Antonio Conte's answer to the question posed to him by one of the journalists about Diego Costa's interview that he did recently, and even a few interviews he's done recently where he's just really taken shots at Chelsea, taken shots at Antonio Conte. Well, Conte answered that question by laughing for like 2 minutes straight.
He feels that he's been treated like a criminal. He says he must return to Atletico Madrid. He's calling on Chelsea to lower their asking price. Are you in touch with him?
It's great. Yeah. I prefer to love, yeah.
If you haven't seen it, just go online, find it. It's on my Twitter feed, at Kyle Martino, and it's priceless. But it continues a drama. It perpetuates a distraction that's going to really be detrimental to this club, really be detrimental to Chelsea and their title defense if they can't nip it in the bud. Before the season started, I mentioned that I was feeling a bit negative about Chelsea. I have them outside my top four in my predictions because several things. The summer starts coming off of a bad performance at Wembley against Arsenal where they lose the FA Cup final. Now, you just won the title. It's not good, but it could be understood there might be a bit of a hangover. Now, that malaise continues through the offseason where Antonio Conte backtracks a bit on his contract discussions. He was supposed to sign an extension. He decided to re-sign, but not for more years, for more money. That seemed a bit strange and raised a red flag. Seemed like he really didn't want to be sticking around the club long term. Then you move on to, they start the Community Shield, don't perform well. It's a tight game, but you know, really some poor individual performances, and overall it's a glorified friendly, but they lose that game. Before that, I missed one, a huge one, they sell Matic. Not only do they sell Matic, a player who was integral to their last two titles, who started 30 games last season, who Antonio Conte said, I don't want to sell, they sold him to a rival. They sold him to Manchester United, and Matic, we saw in his first performance for Manchester United at Old Trafford, was the player of the weekend. His performance, we saw it live. We were right there sitting next to Lee Dixon, 30 yards from Jose Mourinho, and Mourinho was loving him, and so was Old Trafford, so were the Manchester United fans, and so were we. We couldn't believe how good his performance was, which made us think, why on earth did they sell this guy? And then we switched to say, okay, well, you know what, if they have a good opening game, everything will be okay. They're starting the season without Eden Hazard, but he'll be back from his ankle injury soon. Their new signing, Bakayoko, who's going to replace Matic, isn't ready yet, but Cesc Fabregas will play there. Then the opening game happens, and it's a disaster. So fast forward to what's going on right now with Diego Costa. Instead of this just being a minor footnote and being something that's handled well internally from the club to make sure it doesn't become a distraction, all of a sudden it's every headline, it's every question that Antonio Conte is having to face. And I honestly think Antonio Conte has handled this poorly. Now go back to January, right after that mess, and we know more about it now than we did then. Remember when Diego Costa, supposedly there was a bust up in training, he got mad at a fitness coach, he wanted to leave for China, he was just absolutely throwing his toys out of the sandbox. And what happened? Antonio Conte just shut it down. No big deal, no problem, we've got it handled, he's got a back problem, he'll be back soon. I think he sat one game out, they won that game, he came back and scored immediately in the next game, they march on to the title. That was handled brilliantly. Now we're sitting in a situation where this is a total mess. They're airing their dirty laundry out in front of us. And it just begs so many questions. And here are my questions that I don't think the answers are very good in terms of Antonio Conte's handling of this situation. Antonio Conte sends a text message, and the text message is real. It's been verified by the BBC. AS was the first news source to report it. They even reported it with a misspelling to show they saw the text. And the text from Antonio Conte to Diego Costa was, thank you for the season. I'm paraphrasing here. Thank you for the season. You're no longer in my plans. Best of luck next year. So why? Why would Antonio Conte send that text message? You know, there's so many layers to this. First off, if he felt that way, communicate it. Pick up the phone and call a guy. My dad always said, don't put anything in text that you don't want on the cover of the New York Times. Why would you send that and give Diego Costa this weapon to use against you? Supposedly Diego Costa sent it back to the rest of the team. It just doesn't look good for Antonio Conte. And here's the question it raises for me is, why did he do that? There's a bigger question. Why are they willing to part ways with and basically ban from the first team one of the best strikers in the Premier League, a striker who's been their leading scorer over the past 3 years, a striker that helped them to two titles? Why are they willing to get rid of this guy? Now, I know Diego Costa is the one agitating. He wants to leave. He wants to go to Atletico Madrid. But he's been wanting to leave since the first season. After they won the title in 2015 with Jose Mourinho, he said he wanted to leave. And Jose Mourinho said, and you can go back and find these quotes, you know, he's not going to be happy with the news, but the news is he's staying. We want him to stay here. And Jose Mourinho went on to say that Diego Costa is responsible for all of the good things that go on in that dressing room. I mean, he was praising the guy in the middle of Diego Costa saying, I want to get out of here. I want to leave. And so that's continued his entire time at Chelsea. So that's nothing new. Don't tell me that all of a sudden, you know, Antonio Conte is saying, well, this guy's agitating for a move. So that's irreparable and we've got to get rid of this guy. He's been doing that from day one. So that hasn't changed. So what has changed? Because Chelsea still say, we want this guy to be fit. We want him to be available and we want him to play. So it's hard to understand how it's gotten to this point. Now, there are reports that at the end of the season, Antonio Conte sent out text messages to the whole team individually and said, you know, great season, make sure you're fit, make sure you're ready to go. And supposedly, Diego Costa sent a really insulting and disrespectful text back to him. And that prompted the text from Antonio Conte. Now, this is all speculative. We don't know if that's the case. But it kind of makes sense, because why would Antonio Conte send that text message? It seems just antagonistic. It seems disrespectful. Why would he do it? Well, he would maybe do it in an emotional reaction to Diego Costa being very disrespectful to his initial text. So that's possible, but yet we don't know the answers there, so it's only speculative. But again, another question that this raises is Antonio Conte and Chelsea Football Club are adamant and very clear that in January, they told Diego Costa, after that bust up, they made it very clear to him and his agent, you would be leaving in the summer. You're not going to be a part of this club after this season. They've said that. They've come out and said that. So if that was the case and that was clear and that was definitive, why the need for the text message? Why would Antonio Conte need to send that text message at the end of the year saying you're no longer in my plans if that was already clear? So that doesn't make any sense. And if it's because Diego Costa was being disrespectful and wanted to leave, well, he was that guy before. Everyone knows he's that guy. He's a petulant kid. I mean, don't forget, this is the same Diego Costa who, remember that game against, I can't remember who it was against, but Jose Mourinho didn't substitute him into the game, and he went back to the bench after the third sub and threw his bib at Jose Mourinho in front of everyone. And Mikel laughed right next to him. That was disrespectful for everyone to see. So if Antonio Conte feels that Diego Costa is being disrespectful. Well, they know that's who he is. He's always been that guy. But you know what guy he also is? He's the guy that's their leading scorer every season that helps them win titles. So it's kind of like, you know what you had. Now, listen, it's Antonio Conte's prerogative if he doesn't want that guy anymore. Because here's the thing. Jose Mourinho isn't the most respectful guy. He can be very disrespectful to people from time to time publicly, whether it be press, whether it be players, whether it be his own staff. So I think Jose Mourinho doesn't really need it reciprocated. You know, he doesn't need a respectful player and understands when players are a bit emotional and disrespectful and can handle it. I mean, go throughout his whole career, he's had gripes with main high-profile players, but they've continued to coexist together. I think Antonio Conte is a different beast. Antonio Conte is incredibly respectful. He has a tremendous amount of integrity. There are stories about how he treats his staff going from the kitchen all the way to Abramovich. He treats everyone with an amazing amount of respect. So he expects that respect in return. And team harmony is the most important thing to him. So if Diego Costa is detrimental to that and threatens that, then it totally makes sense that Antonio Conte would want to get rid of him. But it still doesn't answer why he would send that text message. Because he had to expect a petulant, childish response from Diego Costa. We all had to expect that. That should surprise no one that Diego Costa doesn't want to come and be a good professional and train with the reserves. He's going to stay in Brazil. He's going to angle for a move to Atletico Madrid. So it's just, it baffles me that Antonio Conte wouldn't anticipate that and wouldn't just be private with all of this and keep it in-house like he did in January. Because the fact that Diego Costa left to go to Brazil, if I'm Antonio Conte, that's a good thing. I don't want that guy around. I don't want him around my locker room. I don't want him around my team. I don't want to give him any fuel to be negative and convince players that like him, by the way. Many of these players, if they're not really good friends with him, like David Luiz, like and respect him. So he becomes a sort of a cancerous thing that hangs around the ground, even if it's with the reserves or the youth team. They won't pass in the hallways, but he's going to be going out to dinners with guys. He's going to have the ear of people. You wouldn't want that. So don't send the text message. And your two options are, keep him available. Try to keep him on board. He wants to go out to Atletico Madrid. Well, he can't until January because Atletico Madrid's transfer ban. So why don't you just keep him on board and available, especially since Morata is not ready to start, and just deal with him until January. You dealt with him from January towards the end of the season last season. Deal with him until January. Not only deal with him until January, deal with him until January and have Atletico Madrid pay his salary. Have one of the best strikers in the Premier League for free. And then get rid of him in January and start to move on. Or your other option is get him out of there. Don't have him anywhere close to the club and say, listen, you're going to move to Atletico Madrid. We just have to figure out this deal. Go to Brazil. Do whatever you want. We'll figure this deal out. We're going to fine you in the interim because you're not here. You're not doing your job, so you shouldn't get your salary. It's one of those options. One of those options makes sense. The option that doesn't make sense is sending that text message that's going to light him up, that's going to poke him, and then all of this drama comes out of it that's not helpful to them. So I think Antonio Conte hasn't handled this situation well. I think a lot of this falls on him. And people will say, well, Diego Costa needs to be a better professional. You know what? You're absolutely right. But he's not. He's not a good professional. It's like being in an argument with my three-year-old. I should expect more of myself, not expect more of my daughter. We have to expect more of Antonio Conte, that he can take the higher ground here, that he can be the mature one, because none of you should expect Diego Costa to be that guy. So it just, the whole thing's a mess, and what makes it difficult at this point is, what's the way out of this? You know, what's the way back? Bringing Diego Costa back to train creates more of an issue. And this moves on to the legal battle that's going on behind the scenes. Now, go back to the last season that they absolutely capitulated under Jose Mourinho. Now, what happened? Many things, but one in particular, most players haven't been secretive about or haven't minced words about the treatment of Eva Caniero. Eva Caniero was beloved in that locker room, and Jose Mourinho absolutely disrespected her and treated her in a disgusting way and kicked her out of the first team locker room and said she couldn't work for the first team anymore. And that led to a lot of issues. Now, there are so many reasons that this situation is different, but it could have a similar effect in the fact that Diego Costa is liked in that locker room. I've asked people close to that locker room. We've seen reports close to that locker room. Is he disrespectful to the coach, and is that dangerous to a locker room? Absolutely, but players like him. So the treatment of him by Antonio Conte, even if Diego Costa blew up, most of them saw him do the same thing against Jose Mourinho and still coexist. So players probably think, man, I don't blame him for being abroad. He's hard done by. And why would Antonio Conte do that to him? Just sell him, just get rid of him. You know, why can't this be more amicable? All of a sudden, the legal component of this comes up where you say, okay, well, maybe like Eva Caniero, who was suing for constructive dismissal, can Diego Costa do the same? His agent is threatening that. His agent is basically saying, you're not letting him play for the team anymore. You've made that clear. Well, that's breach of contract. That's basically saying he can't do his job. Now, many will say, well, his job is also to train, to make the guys ready for the weekend, to be available. But if he can't play on the weekend for the team, he's no longer able to do his job. I mean, training during the week is not the job. It's part of the job. But without the weekend, there is no job for any of us. None of us are working if there aren't weekend games. If you can't watch the Premier League, if you can't watch professional soccer on the weekend, then there is no professional soccer job. So they're saying he can't do his weekend job. Antonio Conte said, you're not doing that for Chelsea anymore. So I'm not a lawyer, but it sounds like they're pushing this legal thing of Chelsea being breach of contract and Chelsea sort of countering by saying Diego Costa's refusing to play. That's breach of contract. So, you know, who knows where that shakes out, but none of it's good for Chelsea. Diego Costa eventually, like every star player who throws a fit, and there's many of them, I mean, whether it's public, like, and deliberate, like Payet last season, who refused to play, or it's private and sort of deceptive, like Coutinho, who supposedly has a back injury. This happens all the time. But what doesn't happen all the time is very, very rarely does a team take their star player, a player integral to their title wins, and say, you can't play for us anymore without a really big, clear reason that the public understands. And it's hard to understand what that reason is right now. Chelsea basically said, we don't want you to play for us anymore, and he's their star player. That's very rare. That almost never happens. Star players, as I said, they sometimes say, I'm not going to play for you anymore because I want to move, but it very rarely happens the other way around. So now all of a sudden, Chelsea are asking for a lot of money for Diego Costa, but they've damaged his value in the market, because everyone around the world right now is probably saying to themselves, what has this guy done that his club that he's performed so well for and continues to perform so well for doesn't want him anymore? Atletico Madrid's in for him. They know him really, really well. So in a way, it's kind of interesting that they know all of the negatives and the cons that come with Diego Costa, but they're still willing to take him back. But basically what they're saying is, you know what? All the leverage from Chelsea's gone. We know you don't want your star player anymore. That almost never happens. Typically, clubs say, we still want our star player. He doesn't want us. So you're going to have to pay a lot to pry him away. Well, Atletico Madrid know that Chelsea don't want him anymore. So that's going to lower his value, of course. So Chelsea sitting there saying, we want top dollar for him, is not really fair, because every club around the world has grounds for and are well within their rights, and it's very logical to say, you don't want him anymore, so how could you charge top dollar for him? You know, any way you try to break it down, it's a mess for Chelsea, and one that needs to be cleared up soon. The path back into the team, I don't know if that's possible. I mean, who knows? Managers don't stay very long at Chelsea under Abramovich. So maybe they're thinking to ourselves, you know, do we stand behind and back the guy who's won us one title, or the guy who's won us two titles? My position, I'd say stand behind Antonio Conte at this point, but make sure you figure out this Diego Costa situation ASAP. It's a distraction that's not helping the club. And listen, crazier things have happened. Remember, Yaya Toure was out of the Manchester City picture because of his agent. He found a way back in. Bastian Schweinsteiger, Jose Mourinho said he has very little chance to play for the team. He came back in for a little bit. I mean, there's crazy scenarios that happen all the time. Tevez at Manchester City, he and Mancini weren't seeing eye to eye. All of a sudden, he found his way back into the team. So, who knows? Maybe there's a way back into the locker room. Maybe there's a way back onto the team. Maybe there's a way back into the starting 11 for Chelsea. I think that's highly unlikely, but any way you slice it, what's going on right now is not good for any parties involved. That's all I got. All right, let's see how it plays out this weekend, because the one thing this is distracting from, again, is the fact that Chelsea have a massive game this weekend, going to Wembley to play Spurs. They need a good result, or that's going to compound these issues. All right, Tad Potters, stand your feet, guys.